News release: South Simcoe Police Service. The South Simcoe Police Service charged four people with impaired driving-related offenses from July 7 to 10, 2022. On Sunday, July 10, 2022, at approximately 7 p.m., the South Simcoe Police Service responded to a citizen-initiated driving complaint in Innisfil Beach Park in the town of Innisfil. As a result of the investigation, 32-year-old Alexandra Toro of Mississauga was charged with failure or refusal to comply with demand, dangerous operation and possession of drugs, suspected cocaine. The accused's license was suspended for 90 days and her vehicle impounded for 7 days. On Saturday, July 9, 2022, at 12:43 a.m., the South Simcoe Police Service responded to a citizen-initiated driving complaint in the area of Highway 400 and Innisfil Beach Road in the town of Innisfil. As a result of the investigation, 37-year-old Nicole Graham of Innisfil was charged with offenses including operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol and dangerous operation. The accused's license was suspended for 90 days and her vehicle impounded for 7 days. On Saturday, July 9, 2022, at approximately 2:10 a.m., the South Simcoe Police Service responded to a single vehicle into a ditch in the area of 7th Line and Quarry Drive in the town of Innisfil. There were no injuries. As a result of the investigation, 28-year-old Michael Nolan of Pickering was charged with operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol, dangerous operation and G1 license holder unaccompanied by qualified driver. The accused's license was suspended for 90 days and his mother's vehicle impounded for 7 days. On Thursday, July 7, 2022, at approximately 9 p.m., the South Simcoe Police Service responded to a report of a fail-to-remain collision in the area of Yonge Street and 4th Line in the town of Innisfil. No one was injured. As a result of the investigation, 44-year-old Michael Poppert of Newmarket was charged with operation while impaired, failure or refusal to comply with demand, failure to stop after accident and dangerous operation. The accused's license was suspended for 90 days and his vehicle impounded for 7 days. Drivers who refuse to comply with a demand for alcohol or drug testing face the same immediate roadside penalties as drivers who take the tests and fail, immediate 90-day license suspension and 7-day vehicle impoundment. The South Simcoe Police Service remains committed to road safety and continues to urge drivers to make responsible choices in the interest of their safety and others. Thank you to the citizens who call 911 to report suspected impaired drivers.